I am here with my mom, Melissa, and I will be interviewing her about how it was growing up as an adopted child, not knowing her birth parents, and how it was trying to find them.
I'm adopted, I guess we should say that, and I always knew that I was adopted. My parents told me so young that I didn't really, I don't remember them telling me. It's just something I kind of grew up knowing. I think my parents handled it in a good way because I always knew, and it wasn't a big deal. I think I would have felt much more weird about it if they had withheld that information. Like my little sister, Auntie Mo, she didn't know. And I think she was maybe like maybe 9 or something. And she was so mad when she found out. Oh my God. She was really upset. And she had found out actually from our neighbors. I think that made it worse, hearing it from other kids. And, and she was trying to tell them, shut up. But yes, it's my real sister. And, and then finally she asked and found out that it was true.
Did you ever hide the fact that you were adopted from your friends at school?
I was special. I was hand-picked. So I thought it was kind of cool, and it made me unique. And so I like to kind of tell kids, actually, even though my parents told me that I should never tell anybody.
How old were you when you decided to search?
It wasn't until my 20s that I decided to actually look. I've been trying to find my birth mother for a while. I was thinking of hiring a private detective because there was no way for me to find out. Like I had my birth certificate, but there's no name on it. And without a name, you can't find somebody. So anyway, they still had those files. They opened them up and they tried to contact the parents for you and see if they want to be connected. So they called Kathy's family and they got a hold of her. I was in the middle of doing all that, and it was my birthday, and I remember this so well that I was at this place with a bunch of my friends for my birthday. It was like a spa, and we were staying overnight, and I went by myself for a little walk, and I sat on this bridge in the woods. I was just making a wish for my birthday.
Oh my God.
And I sat there at that moment, and I just said, there is nothing more that I want for my birthday other than to find my birth mother, because I feel like this is something that I really need to do to be able to move forward with my life. And I said, and I just made this really intense wish. It was like it was a prayer basically. And I just was like, that is the only thing I want. And it was like, one of those moments where like, I don't pray, usually, but it was a prayer, and it was like, I felt it deeply. Shortly after that was when all this stuff started coming together, and I talked to this woman at the agency and they searched for her. Well, when they called Kathy, she said that she wasn't surprised to hear from them, because she said, this year on my birthday, she could not get me out of her head.
Oh, that's so weird.
She said,
you never told me that.
I know.
She's, oh my God.
I got stories, girl. I haven't told you. Yeah, she said, this year, she said, I don't know what it was, but this year more than any other before, she said, on her birthday, I just could not get her out of my mind. It's like I knew she was coming.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So it was really cool. So we were going to arrange a time to talk. I was like, oh my God, I need to go chill out. I need to just go to the beach and take a book and forget about this for a while and just go sit on the beach, and just like clear my head. So I picked up this book that I had bought like months ago, and it had been just sitting on my shelf. And I take it to the beach with me and I open it up. And it turns out this book I had randomly selected in the bookstore was about a woman from Duluth, Minnesota.
Which is where
my birth mother is from. And I crack open the book and there is Lake Superior and a big star on the city of Duluth. And I was like, whoa, that's weird. My birth mother's from Duluth. And I start reading this story and it's about a woman with two adopted children.
Oh my God.
Who is from Duluth, and it's a true story. And Kathy knows this woman.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It was the weirdest time because
that's
I felt
so
like
strange.
All the time that I was really putting all this focus on, like, I really want to find my birth mother. I really want to find my birth mother. Like, there were signs all around me. The street that I worked on at that time, I was teaching at the art studio in La Cañada.
Yeah.
And every day I was getting off the exit, and there's the big sign, Gould Avenue. That is the married last name of my birth mother.
That's so crazy.
And that is the street that I was working on. Well, the girl I was working with at that time at the art studio, she was taking this pottery class and working on the wheel. And I said to her, oh man, I would really love to try that because I've always had this recurring dream of, you know, working on a pottery wheel. And I'm like, I know that's weird, but so strange, but I've had this dream many times through my life. And she was like, oh, well, you should totally come try it with me. So one day she brought me down there and I got to try it. And in my first sitting, I made a bowl and two plates and a pitcher with a handle. And it was like the weirdest thing because I felt like I had done it before. When I first got this letter that kind of told me all this stuff about her, one of the things I noticed on there is that it said ceramics as one of her special interests.
Her hobbies, yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's interesting. So when I got to meet her, I was telling her, you know, how I'm an artist and I work in an art studio and all this stuff. And she said, oh, wow, you know, I don't have an artistic bone in my body. I don't know where that came from. And I said, well, what about ceramics? I saw that, you know, on the form that you filled out for the adoption agency that you had, you know, your hobby, one of your hobbies was ceramics. And she's like, oh no, not really. And she said, in fact, the only time I ever did ceramics is when I was pregnant with you. And I just like got total chills because I was like, really? And she's like, yeah, my aunt signed me up for this ceramics class just to keep my mind off of things and keep me busy. We just got to paint little pre-made animals and stuff. And she said, but the best part of the class is when I got to work on the pottery wheel. And it was just so relaxing. And I was like, oh my gosh, like I totally have some weird imprint of that in my brain, you know? And then, you know, when I was pregnant with you, I took a ceramics class.
Were your parents ever not for you meeting your birth parents? Did they ever feel like not letting you or making you hold back from that? Were they unhappy?
Yes. Yes.
Really? What time did you choose to tell your parents that you wanted to find your birth mom?
Oh, anyway, it was going to be a fun trip for me and my mom together.
Oh.
And so we did this trip and we went to Arizona and New Mexico and, you know, Colorado, Kansas, we did this, you know, did the drive back and stopped different places and saw some stuff and it was fun. And that was the time that I chose to tell her. This like a long time on the road, and I'm like, this is gonna be great. We're gonna really talk about it. We're gonna have time to just, you know, really talk about it. And I was driving, and I was like, I gotta tell you something, Mom. And you know, and I was really trying to prepare her, and you know, and I told her, and she was not happy. She at first was angry, and was like, you know, I knew you'd do something like this. You were always nosy and, you know, she just really...
Oh, wow.
You just, you know...
I didn't know that.
You can't leave anything alone and you just have to know everything and, you know, it was that kind of thing. And then she got really sad. And it was just not at all the way I wanted it to go. Actually, I was hoping it was going to be like a bonding moment for me and my mom. And it turned out to be absolutely the opposite. Because she basically said to me that she never wanted to talk about it again. Yeah, it was hard. So she, you know, so we didn't really talk about it.
Did it ever come up again, or?
Well, you know, now it's like I've developed this wonderful relationship with, you know, with my birth mother and you know, and her kids and everything, and like, and you know, they're part of our lives, and I'm so happy, you know. Oh, and it's wonderful for me in so many ways, you know. But the thing is like, it's really hard to hide that part of my life from my mom. My dad's okay with it. And again, because my parents are divorced, I think part of it is also like, you know, he knew my mom wasn't understanding, so he was going to be the understanding one.
He's like, guy,
right, I'm going to be the cool one. Yeah, right. You know, it's weird because like it's such a, like it's something that I sort of keep separated. And even my sister has been upset about it too, because I'm her only sister and she's jealous and doesn't really want to share me, and, you know, doesn't want me to have these other siblings necessarily. And, you know, so it's, she gets a little touchy about it too. There's been no way to hide some of the stuff because like you were in Aunt Mara's wedding and you know, we go on trips with them and, you know, and see them and stuff. And so, you know, when you guys were in Aunt Mara's wedding, like I knew that, you know, that you'd want to talk about it. You know, she will, you know, occasionally talk about it, but sometimes she still says rude things. And
yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, she kind of makes little jabs and stuff, and you know, it's not the relationship I was hoping for. It's not the outcome I was hoping for with her. But you know, I'm very happy. Ultimately, I think finding my birth parents has taught me a lot about myself, and I sort of have the best of two different worlds, you know, very different worlds, and you know, because you know all these people now.
Yeah.
But found my biological family, and it answered a lot of questions about that, that made a lot of things make sense for me. Like, I could see clearly what things, what parts of me were genetic and what parts I got from the family that I was raised in. It's so like I could just look at myself and go, oh, I see where I got this, or oh, I see where I got that, you know. And it's, and I think I ended up being kind of an interesting mix of two very different families.